Dr. Krishnan's favorite is fishing stream. We had to drive for that down over a sort of shoulder of Mount Madison back to the entrance to the West Branch of the Peabody. It was a beautiful, it was a larger river, quite rapid and rushing, with pools occasionally and waterfalls, small waterfalls. And there he loved to fish, and we would go up along, there was a trail that went up along the river, and very many places you could go down from the trail to the river and fish then, and then you go back on your trail and go up further. And moreover, from this trail you could go up to the, any of the peaks as you got farther into the river, into the valley of this river. There were, during the summer, there were family picnics. We often went on family picnics. Other things we did were genealogizing. Genealogy was a hobby of Dr. Krishnan's. He was working out the entire genealogy of the first seven generations of Krishnans in New England, and which eventually, after his death, was published. In this genealogy, he would search through various small, tiny town clerk's offices, sometimes just a little cubbyhole next to the post office in a small town. And we would go there and look through the town office records going way back and find many of the missing people that he wanted to locate. Then he would have these, he would have lists typed out of the visitor, the particular people that we were searching for in each of these tiny overgrown graveyards. And he would make these lists in duplicate, so each one of us had a carbon of the list, and we would go up and down in these old graveyards looking for this, the headstones of the people we were looking for. And he could thereby work out the genealogy sometimes when there was no actual written record. And he would photograph the stones when we found the ones we wanted. Mrs. Krishnan was well prepared for this project. She came prepared with a jug of warm water to soften the lichens that coated the headstones, and perhaps an orange stick that you could use after the lichens were softened to scrape off the lichens, and so that you would be able to read the inscriptions better. So, and Dr. Krishnan came prepared also with a camera, a portrait camera, that he would set up on a tripod, and with a black cloth over his head, focus carefully on the inscription and take a photograph, and these he had to document the genealogy that he was doing.